Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hello, and thanks for joining us today for Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is your host, Lisa Waterman. I am the owner and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, an independent investment advisory firm based right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., I talk to you about financial issues that are impacting your life. I'd love to talk with you personally about your financial situation, so please phone my office at 260-436-6588 and talk with me or Kirsten about how we might be able to help your situation. Now, if you're new to the show, I just want to tell you I'm glad you're here. And if you listen every week, thank you for being an integral part of the show. But I'd love to hear from you. So please visit our website at watermanfinancial.com and leave me a note or, in fact, sign up for our newsletter. There's lots of information there, some great articles on the site. Now, I'll tell you, as I just did, I live in Fort Wayne. And every winter in Indiana, I find myself shivering from the cold, watching the weather and listening to the radio on WoWo and saying, what is going on with our winter weather? So how about you? What about that polar vortex? That was some pretty major weather for us. And then not even to mention the temperature swings that we've had. Phew, it's a lot to handle. But you know what? Winter weather comes every year in Indiana. And sometimes, as you all know, it's a little less cold or we get a little less snow than normal. But of course, because we live in Indiana, where these winter winds will howl, we have to prepare for the winter by winterizing our houses, our cars, campers, and other segments of our lives that can be impacted by cold weather and snow. So you may be saying, why in the world is she talking about winterizing my house on Financially Speaking with Lisa? Well, because today's show is the first of a three-part series about winterizing your finances. I want to make some analogies about how the things we do to winterize for the cold weather can certainly transfer right into winterizing your portfolio, winterizing your financial life. And we're going to be talking about winterizing some insurance programs, winterizing your financial life through the creation of a financial plan, and so on. So I'll tell you first, before we get into this, I know you have questions about investments and portfolios and some of the stuff that we're talking about. So call me, Waterman Financial Services, at 260-436-6588. So let's get into this winterizing thing. You know, we take care of ourselves, our loved ones, possessions when we expect bad weather to come. But what about, have you thought about some of the, quote, storms that can come in your own life? Let's suppose maybe the market declines 10% or 30%. Are you prepared? Do you need to winterize? Are you taking any steps to ensure your portfolio is ready for bad weather? What about if something happens to you? What about something happens to your health? So be sure to join us over these next 3 weeks as we're going to review different ways to, quote, winterize your finances. You're listening to Lisa Waterman on Financially Speaking with Lisa. So we find winterizing to be a necessary step. So I will say it doesn't have to be expensive or painful. You know, sometimes you do it yourself, right? You put on some covering on your windows, or maybe you top up the antifreeze. Well, the thing is, other times it's not so simple, right? What happens if that furnace breaks down? Maybe that's your bailiwick and you can do that. But you know what? A lot of us don't know how to fix a furnace. So what do? We call in an expert. And I'll even put in an extra plug for Collier's Comfort Services, our sponsor of the show, because they are experts in heating and cooling, and they do a great job. But the thing is, if your furnace breaks down, you'd call Collier's, wouldn't you? You don't go in there and start messing around with gas and all that kind of stuff because you're like, there's danger here, and I don't know enough. That's kind of the same thing I'll suggest as the first step of a way to winterize your portfolio is to call in an expert. And I'll tell you, over the course of my career, there's sometimes where I'll find that there's not a lot wrong with a portfolio, But sometimes there is a lot wrong. Let me give you kind of a couple experiences I've had. And again, Lisa Waterman here of Waterman Financial Services. So once upon a time, and this was a lot of years ago, I was asked to review over a portfolio for a couple who just was kind of upset. The portfolio really wasn't providing the income that they thought they should be getting. So I reviewed over the portfolio and I told them, hey, there's nothing wrong with this portfolio. It's a great growth portfolio. So that's a key word here, guys, because nothing was wrong with it, but a growth portfolio is predominantly focused on buying companies that like to grow. So if a company tries to grow, you know what? They don't split their profits with you. They reinvest them into the company. So unfortunately, this portfolio, which was fine and dandy, was not in any way intended to produce much income. That's a case where everything was wrong, really, with that portfolio because it was not appropriate for them, even though on its own merits, it looked like a fine portfolio. That's the benefit of having an outside perspective. I would love to do that for you. Call me, Lisa Waterman, Waterman Financial Services, at 436-6588. I'm going to give you another story because then we're going to be gearing up for a break. Very similar, but kind of different. Have a client whose husband passed away, and he always enjoyed looking at stocks and everything and created a very nice portfolio. Unfortunately for her, in her retirement, she needed income. So I looked over the portfolio, and there was nothing wrong with them. Some of them were very good. I asked her what her biggest fear was, and she said, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of money. And I said, do you know what my biggest fear is? My biggest fear is you're going to continue to track these stocks because they're good stocks. They're just not right and appropriate for you. We need to create an income plan for you and monitor taxes to help you get from where you are to where you need to be. That's really what I do, folks. I offer free investment portfolio reviews, and a lot of clients choose to ultimately work with me because I can help them winterize that portfolio. And that is take you through the different times and temperatures of your lives. We got temperature swings. We got weather changes. So I'll ask you, is your portfolio operating the way you want it to? Please call our offices, Waterman Financial Services, at 260-436-6588 and ask to have a free review. Doing a review has everything about understanding your goals, your situations, and you know, things sometimes do need fix, but other times you just need a little checkup. Why? Maybe to tweak it, you know, to talk about the winterizing. We just got to clean the spark plugs a little bit. And I'll also say when I say portfolio, I'm also talking about individual products you might have, like variable annuities or fixed index annuities, 401k plans. Because winterizing really means ensuring your portfolio is ready to face the days ahead. Doesn't mean the storm's not going to come, but it means making sure your portfolio and your financial products and such are ready to go when you need them to do the right job for you. So when we get back here after this break, we're going to talk about reducing some of the risk factors that are in your portfolio. And I want to tell you a funny story about my dad being a mechanic. So we'll be right back, Financially Speaking with Lisa.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman. I am the CEO and president and founder of Waterman Financial Services, an investment advisory firm based right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And today's topic on Financially Speaking with Lisa is about winterizing your portfolio. And when I say portfolio, I'm meaning really any type of investment that you have, and for that matter, any of the financial products you have. could be a variable annuity, fixed index annuity, individual retirement account, your 401k plan, that kind of stuff. So right before the break, I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about my dad. My dad's been gone a lot of years. My dad was a mechanic, and he was like a really good mechanic. Lots of people still know about my dad. So I just say that I might be able to help you a little bit with your car. And years ago, when I went to IPFW, he taught me how to start my car underneath the hood. And it was kind of cool because people would look over and be like, I don't know what she's doing. But the fact is, his expertise extended over to me. That's the same sort of thing that I like to do when I think about my skill set now, because my skill set is really helping you with your financial life so I can help my skills and extend them over to you. So if you're ready to winterize your portfolio, let's look at some of the tools that maybe can help you to reduce the risk that you're taking and prepare for the future. Again, this is Lisa Waterman, and I'd love to help you winterize. So call our offices, 260-436-6588. And if you don't think you need to winterize and you just want somebody to do a review, call us. I can help. So I know that you guys out there are smart people, and I've got a few questions for you to help you to see if you're ready to winterize your portfolio. So I want to start thinking about some risk reductions. This is stuff that really impacts a lot of people. And there's three different areas we're going to talk about. Number one is your asset allocation. And that simply means how much do you have in stocks, how much do you have in bonds, and how much are you carrying in cash? Another thing I want to talk about is concentrated stock positions. Have you been buying the stock of your employer? And then another one is potential mutual fund overlap. So let's get into those. The first one I said is, when was the last time you reviewed your asset allocation? That is, how much money do you have now invested in stocks versus bonds and cash? Now, I'll just say that, and I think I've said it on these shows before, is since 2008, the market, and when I say the market, generally speaking, we're talking about the stock market, it's been on an upward slant, and you're up well over 200%, sometimes 250%, depending on how you invest it. So if you still have the same allocation that you had when all the market tanked back in 2008, you're way out of kilter of where you should be. And what that really means is you're taking on a lot more risk now than you originally established to take on. So remember now, late last year, we had a slight pullback in the stock market. It went down, but you might want to look because January gave some of that back to you. Think of those temperature swings, just like in my analogy with the winterizing. Because the thing is that you really need to review how much exposure you have to the stock market. A lot of people, kind of, if you're a moderate investor, many people would say you're a 60-40 investor. And when we say that, the first number is the expression of how much you have in stocks. The second number tends to be bonds and other fixed income and cash. So if you're 60-40, and over the last 10 years, the 60% has gone up like 250% in return, you may find you're actually a 90-10 investor and never really notice that. I'm asking you to look or to have someone like me, this is Lisa Waterman, Waterman Financial Services, to review over that portfolio and make sure you really know how much risk you're taking. You can call our offices anytime and leave messages. You can also visit our website at watermanfinancial.com. Our office is at 260-436-6588. I will tell you that people who have said, hey, I don't really need to change anything. I got a good thing going here. So why am I going to change anything? It's a really common mistake. Because with that market run-up that's occurred, it's entirely possible that you now have so much more risk in your portfolio than you actually realized. And everybody is able to take risk, folks, when the market goes up. It's when the market goes down that you realize you've got too much risk. So have you considered maybe moving some of those investments over into safer investments? There's a time, and I suggest periodically reallocating. Sell off some of those winners and take some winnings off the table, so to speak. There are financial products out there that can protect you on the downside. So best way to do that is to work with a financial advisor and find out what those products are. My name's Lisa Waterman. I am a financial advisor and I'm a certified financial planner. What that really means is that with the overreach of a plan or the over processing of making sure that your plan is ready to go, the investments fall into place. So I want to ask you, talking about this winter rising, what's the likelihood of continued sunshine in the stock market? Hey, you know what? Cloudy days come, and when we're talking about winter, snow comes and snowstorm comes. Is it a thought that it will always be sunshiny? Well, probably not. So you need to winterize. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is a concentrated stock position. There's that concentrated stock position really means how much money do you have in one stock? You know, years ago, I worked for Wells Fargo, as you know. We had a dividend reinvestment process. I could put money in every paycheck and put and buy Wells Fargo stock. Is that something you're doing? If not, you should consider it if that's available at your employer and you can buy your employer stock. But here's the thing with that. Over time, guess what? You tend to have, like in my case, tend to have a lot of Wells Fargo stock. That can be really great. But if that stock tumbles, guess what? The pain to you can be substantial. If it's performing great, good deal. But when that starts to fall again, you start realizing that you're holding too much risk in your portfolio. Because the exposure to a market downturn, you know, one of those winter storms, can be significant, and you should be addressing that. Again, financial advisor can help you with that about how much is too much. This is Lisa Waterman, Waterman Financial Services, and this is Financially Speaking with Lisa. The next segment of risk I want to talk about is the utilization of mutual funds. And the fact is we buy them for diversification. But guess what, folks? What if your mutual funds are holding the same underlying stocks? For example, let's suppose you're in three different mutual funds and each one holds Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. Those are three stocks that are widely held across the board. You thought you were diversified because you're in three different mutual funds, but you aren't actually diversified because your portfolio is actually concentrated in those three different stocks. You know, winterizing your portfolio, doing these different things can help, but the best thing is to call a financial advisor and have them work with you to determine if these risks exist in your portfolio. And there are plenty other ones too. So this is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services. We'd love to help you. I know you've got questions, so call our offices at 260-436-6588.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is your host, Lisa Waterman. I am the CEO and founder of Waterman Financial Services, a local investment advisory firm based here in Fort Wayne. And I'm just to give you a kind of a idea of where I'm at, we're just down from Lutheran Hospital off Jefferson Boulevard. We are talking today about winterizing your portfolio. And right before this particular segment, we were just talking about reducing risk within the portfolio. You can always, if you missed it and you're just joining us right now, you can go to wowo.com and look at the on-demand section, and you'll find podcasts so you can hear this whole show in its entirety. Because I think a lot of times we're all ready to talk about the ups and ups and ups in the market, which it can offer that. But boy, folks, seeing those things go down can be awfully painful. So I'm doing a three-part series here of winterizing your finances. So as I talk about winterizing, I want to be really clear on one point. And that is, winterizing a portfolio doesn't mean the bad weather never comes. Instead, it means you're prepared for the bad weather, and for that matter, the good weather. Now, you all knew about that polar vortex the other week, right? Were you able to avoid it? No, but I think most of us were prepared for it. Now, a few people may have even escaped to warmer climates, but most of us, you know, we just kind of dug down and stayed tight and dealt with it. We make alternative plans. There's so many analogies with this winterizing, but fundamentally it means you're better prepared by utilizing the proper tools necessary for the situation. You know, have you ever been traveling and all of a sudden your destination is having a winter event? So an ice storm or a snowstorm? What'd you do? Well, it's happened to me, and sometimes I make alternative plans, or maybe I leave a day early or, you know, come home late or whatever. I adjust my plans. That's really what winterizing the portfolio is about, because different investments can work differently in different climates. And those climates are, you know, what if inflation starts increasing? What if the, you know, our growth slows? What if our growth speeds up? There are different stocks and different mutual funds that are appropriate in those different situations. And I'll tell you, there are plenty of tools in the toolbox of an independent financial advisor. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, and I am an independent advisor. As many of our regular listeners know, I'm also a certified financial planner, or called a CFP. A CFP designation is quite difficult to get, and it evidences knowledge in five key areas, including insurance, investments, retirement planning, tax, and estate planning. And why do I say it's difficult? Because it takes you a while to get through all the areas of study, and then you have to take tests from each one of those segments. And then once that's all done, you sit down for a two-day comprehensive test. And pretty much documented 50% of all people taking the test fail it. Well, luckily, and I shouldn't say luckily, a lot of studies behind that, but I passed that and have been a CFP for a number of years now. But I'm also an independent financial advisor. And when I say that, it means I've got a big toolbox of possible tools for various situations. Just like in winterizing your portfolio, do you just use snow tires or do you just fix your furnace? No, it's a lot of different things. We don't even think about all the things we do in preparation for, you know, the winter storms that come up as the time goes on. With being an independent financial advisor, I'm governed by a lot of entities, including Securities and Exchange Commission, along with rules associated with FINRA, the Financial Institution National Regulatory Agency. So there's lots of rules, but there's lots of tools that we're allowed to use, and I get excited about some of them that are available. So again, Lisa Waterman here, Waterman Financial, and a huge step in winterizing is looking at your portfolio overall. Now, why I believe strongly in utilizing different buckets of money to do different things, I want you to look at your own financial picture to determine how much you have in the stock market, how much is taxable versus non-taxable. There's so many different things that you can look at to ensure that you're ready to face whatever may be in your financial situation. Now, something I'll tell you that is a common mistake that people also do is they leave accounts different places. So I'll ask you, have you stayed at the same employer for the last 20 years? Or did you leave an employer a few years ago after several years and your 401k is still in their 401k plan? Or did you get an old annuity and it's somewhere? I'm trying to think of where that is. That's a bit like in winterizing, you fixed your furnace, but you left your windows open, or you have leaky doors. You know, that's kind of the equivalent of leaving different assets unattended. That means make sure that each of your investments have a role and they're doing their job. You know, old annuity contracts, old life insurance policies, let's look at them to determine the role they should have in your current plan. I regularly review portfolios and old policies like that. Call us, Waterman Financial Services, at 260-436-6588. The very last part of this discussion today is going to be talking about the market conditions. Your financial advisor should be able to tell you what's going on. You know, we're talking about winterizing. What's the road conditions? How long should I expect them to be like this? What's the weather going to be like? As I said, you know, when the weatherman says a storm's coming, you can't necessarily avoid the storm, but there's a whole lot of steps that you can take to be prepared for the storm. So again, when I'm talking about winterizing, I'm talking about being prepared for any rough patches that come your way. You know, there can be can be on a smooth road and then all of a sudden hit an ice patch. That means you could be traveling on a really smooth road and then all of a sudden problems. You know what? Don't even think of that. Maybe just say, if I'm going on a trip, do you take out a map? Do you pull out Google Maps? Do you say, hey, Siri, take me here to here? That's kind of like talking to your financial advisor about what kind of weather lies ahead. What are the road conditions? What do I need to do in my portfolio to prepare me for the months and the years ahead? Is my 401k plan ready to take me into this next segment? Is it ready, fueled up, and I'm ready to jump in and go? Do a checkup on your retirement account. In this three-part series, today's has been the first part of a three-part series called Winterizing Your Finances. And each week, every Saturday morning here at 10 a.m., for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about winterizing your finances. And hopefully, these analogies are a little helpful because oftentimes we're not really thinking along the same lines because investments get kind of scary. My job is to help you better understand what you're doing and why you're doing it in your finances. Now, I always say this, remember to exercise your mind. And if you're listening to the show, you are. So remember to exercise your mind and exercise your body because both are gifts to yourself. And be sure to join us next week for the second part of the series of Winterizing Your Finances. See you then.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Mobile Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on mobile.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.